Co-authors on this are Glenn Ritchie and Mark Kelly. I'd like to thank, right off the bat, Texas State Support Committee, Cotton Incorporated, Dan Barnes, who's the project manager on this. USDA, ARS, Ogallala Research Initiative, the guys that do the heavy lifting out in the field, Joe, David, and Andy, as well as the High Plains ET Network for access to weather data. We got a problem in Texas, on the High Plains of Texas, running out of water. This is the site or the location where we're doing the experiments. This is a specific site. The aquifer that we're pumping from is very rapidly, we're very rapidly depleting it. So the question becomes, how do we use the available water that we've got? And of course, we're depleting the aquifer, low pumping capacities. We got the issue of pumping restrictions on policy issues. We got situations where cotton is competing with other crops, higher value crops. We may be moving water from cotton to another crop at an inappropriate time of the year. We're also seeing that pumping capacities are declining during the growing season very rapidly. A little bit more of the background. This is a reference ET data at the research site there at Halfway. Each one of those points represents an average of 24 years of reference ET. Very high evaporative demand, high wind speeds, low relative humidity, high temperatures up through the middle of June, then it starts falling off. This is my interpretation or my estimation of cotton transpiration during those same 34 years. So fortunately, that peak is a little bit different. Superimposed upon that is a very high pumping capacity. This is much higher than we typically have on the southern high plains. And again, we've got this situation where our pumping capacity is declining during the growing season. So the strategy is, of course, is to apply water prior to the time that the crop needs it. Fill that profile full of water. Now, the big issue, and one of the reasons we got into this particular research, is because we're trying to put water in the ground at this point. Very, very high evaporative demand during that time period. And our hypothesis is that we're not utilizing that water near to the extent that maybe we're assuming that we're utilizing. So the objectives are to determine water use efficiency in different time periods of the growing season. And then ultimately we want to improve water use efficiency of the crop in our area. There are two factors in the experiment: the in-season irrigation periods and then irrigation pumping capacity. The periods were three. The first period was from plant establishment up through about 950 heat units. We call that a vegetative period. A reproductive period going up to about 1,350 heat units, and then a maturation period. Our pumping capacities were also three, with the lowest being extremely low, zero. Other next pumping capacity was an eighth of an inch of water per day. That's equivalent to having about a 300 gallon per minute quarter mile center pivot, which is not, it's fairly common in southern plains. And the third pumping capacity is twice that rate, or a rate of about a quarter of an inch per day. This was a factorial experiment. Taking those different levels of those two factors resulted in 27 different irrigation regimes or treatments. So we had some plots that had large water, high water early, low water at the second stage, and a medium amount pumping capacity in the last stage. This is an example of the irrigation treatment acronym, LMH. That represents low or zero supplemental irrigation. That first period, M, irrigating at an eighth of an inch per day, the second period, and H, the high pumping capacity. example of some of the methodology. What I'd like to point out is the fact we had all 4 years with the same variety. Prior to the growing season, we applied pre-plant or at-plant irrigation, depending upon the moisture content, across all the plots. And then in-season irrigation varied from 0 up to 18 inches in some years. Irrigation was applied with site-specific irrigation system. Went to the into the office, created an application map based on soil water balance of each of those 27 different treatments. Went out to the field, uploaded into a controller. The controller controlled valves and sections along a four-span center pivot, or 12 of these sections. This is a picture of course, we applied this with LIPA irrigation. This is a picture in this past year. This shows some of the differences in the treatments. This test ran for 4 years. This is monthly rainfall. During those four-year period, the red is the 100-year average rainfall. Very different scenarios in terms of rainfall that occurred. 2010 was very wet. 11 was extremely dry. 12 was dry with one ineffective rainfall in the month of June. 2013, right, this past year, was as close to seasonal, we had as close to seasonal rainfall as we've had in a number of years. Fairly good year. Harvested. Now, this is some of the results. I'm going to show this by picture and give you some idea of what was going on. This is the LLL treatment prior to harvest. 29 pounds. Now, this is in 2011, an extremely dry year. All right, we had a little bit of rain in 2013, resulting in about a bale yield with no irrigation during the growing season. This is the MMM treatment. This is what would be a typical quarter mile, 300 gallon minute pivot. Again, this is a 2011 dry year, about 400 pounds. Same irrigation amount the past year, with a little bit of rainfall, about 1,200 pound yield. Now, this next picture is where we started pulling water off of that first time period. This is the LMM treatment. We reduced the amount of irrigation by several inches. Our yield dropped slightly, not a whole lot, but some. This is the HHH treatment 11. We had full irrigation, about 860 pounds, 17.6 inches of irrigation. This is 2013, where we had a little bit of rain, about three bale yield, a little bit less water. Again, these next three will show where we're reducing the amount of water on the front end. A little bit less water, a little bit higher yield. This is the highest yield in each of the 4 years, this particular treatment. This is the LHH treatment. Again, fairly high yield, lowering water on the front end. This is some of Glenn Ritchie's node bowl count data. Bowls per node. We're comparing HHH as a baseline, LLL is the no water, so you'd expect lower number of bowls, which we have there. This is the MHH treatment. Quite a number of bowls. This is 2011. LHH, bowl positions, a little bit different, but again, very close to the HHH. It's 2013. HHH is a base, LLL, the dry. MHH, pull some water off the front end, bowl position. Again, LHH, quite a few number of bowls. This is the result, yield result of all 27 treatments averaged over the 4 years. The blue, or the different colors of each of these lines or columns, represent a different yield proportion to, or representing yield from a specific volume of water. That blue at the bottom represents the yield coming strictly from rainfall and pre-plant irrigation. The red represents that from that first period. The yellow represents water or irrigation applied to that second period, reproductive period. And the purple represents the yield response from the third period. Now, all 4 years looked very similar to this. Of course, they were different based on the rainfall, but the similar picture. Not a lot of red, but a whole lot of purple. This is a subset of those treatments. These are four treatments. The first one, the first column, being LLL. Compare that to the LHH. No water on the front end on that first period. We increased the yield considerably. Our water productivity was 79 pounds per acre inch. We go to that third bar, increasing the amount of water on that front end, going to MHH from LHH. It's a couple inches of water. Our water productivity, our yields increase, but our water productivity drops down to 36 pounds per acre inch. And if you continue to increase the amount of water on the front end, trying to push water into the ground for water for use later in the growing season, we see we get very, very little return for that in terms of water productivity. And the same set of graphs for the lower pumping capacity, the MMM treatments. So, the conclusions that we've reached is, on this particular site, this particular situation, attempting to build profile water early in the growing season with center pivot reduces water value. And that, of course, higher water value is obtained by irrigating the second and third periods. So, thank you very much.
We do have time for some questions. So.
Hey, Jim?
Yeah.
So you're saying that if I want to increase water use efficiency, the way you, in your study, the way you showed it, that if I put water on later in the season, I'm increasing my water use efficiency by doing that in terms of length per unit water. Is that correct?
I think what we're seeing here is that we're not utilizing the water that is traditionally put in on that crop at the front end to store water in the profile. Now, there's some more that needs to be done on this on the back end in terms of how much more water do we need to apply in that third period, and when do we shut that water off so that we're not, you know, when do we terminate irrigation?
Those yields that you showed right at the first there, was that Lent or was that seed cotton?
This was Lent.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I was curious about the water quality that you were irrigating with. What was DC or parts per million of saline?
This is high quality water. This is good water. Hopefully it'll stay that way for a little longer, but water quality certainly diminishing as we decrease the pumping water table.
All right. If there's no more questions, thank you.